Hey everyone, Aaron Stewart from The Little Black Couch. I know it's Saturday and I don't typically do this, but I've actually seen quite a few questions recently that I wanted to address, especially when it comes to business, when it comes to being online, when it comes to being an entrepreneur, when it comes to the ClickFunnels world, all of that. There's a lot of confusion I'm seeing on a lot of different Facebook boards that I'm on. And so I thought that I would just jump on, kind of go through it. It will be a little bit of a, I guess, a training, but also sort of a, I guess, kind of a lesson, kind of a lecture. So for those of you who hated college, you're not going to like this, although I'm just in a t-shirt. Make par, not war, in honor of the US Open. So at Pebble Beach. So I wanted to jump on and do that really quick. Thanks for joining me live. I am a little under the weather, so I wanted to jump in and get going. I have had a bowl of crunch berries this morning, and so I wanted to, boy, there's some light off that, right? I wanted to get going before it runs off, right? Before I have the sugar hit kind of dies off and I have the sugar crash. So we need to get going and get this done. I'm not feeling well. And so let's jump right into it. We'll get going. I hope this will be helpful, I believe, for a lot of folks who are trying to figure out how to sell online, why we sell online, how ClickFunnels fits into that process. And we're just going to chat about it real quick and draw some stuff out. So let's get going. Thanks for joining me again today. Not to belay this any longer, but I wanted to quickly bring in the kind of the namesake and the guest of the show then, the Little Black Couch. So we'll bring him on real quick. Oh, looks like we're having a problem. There we are. There he is, live. I am a little sick today. I apologize. Probably can hear it a little nasally. So I have taken a nap. I'm going to just be completely honest. I've taken a nap okay today. The naps are actually very good for you. So anyway, we'll go back to live here, but he's there to help me out in case I pass out. I've got a place to go. So, all right, I wanted to jump right in. As entrepreneurs, we have a lot of questions, obviously, when we're online. I think that a lot of the areas in which a lot of the discussion boards and things, the Facebook groups that I'm a part of, there's a lot of chatter going on about ClickFunnels and how to use it. And so I wanted to kind of briefly let you know that first and foremost, ClickFunnels has a lot of different terminology they use, but it's all just the same stuff you've ever heard. Okay, so don't be freaked out when you get into the ClickFunnels world and they start talking about funnels. A funnel is just a web page that has a call to action on it that actually takes somebody through a path to get them to do something. Okay, it's just a web page. Don't think about it any more than that, but it's just a web page that has a very specific goal, and that goal is to get who's ever on that page to do something. Give you an email address, download a free offer, sign up, buy something. Instead of just coming and reading and learning about you, it actually is supposed to get them to take some action and move towards becoming a customer, right? One that hands you money for whatever you've got. Okay, so that's it. That's as far as a funnel goes. Ignore all the rest. Okay, I'm not a big fan of the word funnel. Right? Funnel to me growing up was something used to, put oil in your car. Something like funnel cake, a funnel cloud. Nobody likes that. So I've never really thought that funnel was a very interesting word. So to have it now in business is, well, interesting. But it is. That's all it is. It's just a web page. And it's a web page that has a goal of getting clients to do potential clients to do something so they can become clients eventually, if not that day. Okay, so that's it. So then within that, they talk about when you get into to funnels and building funnels and all this, they talk about creating a offer. And so I'm gonna jump really quick onto the iPad real here, and I'm gonna sketch some things out, and hopefully this doesn't freak anybody out, but I'm gonna bring up the iPad. And so there's the iPad, okay? So in school, we always hear and learn about, you've probably all heard this, the four P's, right? And what these are. You've got product, price, place, promotion, right? So this is the thing you sell. This is how much you charge for it. Oh, let's do this, right? This is how much you charge for it, right? This is the where, product, price, place, and then promotion. This is just how you market it and how you advertise it. That's it. That's all we're talking about. So then when we look into, let's say we're getting into funnels, the way I always talk about, you know, you're trying to get somebody to do something. So people come in, they go through your funnel and whatever you've got there, and then you have some sort of a call to action right here, right? So download something, buy something, whatever. That's what this funnel does. That's it. And then, so when you get into funnels, you'll start hearing them talking about value ladders. Well, value ladders aren't new. Value ladders aren't unique in an online business. Value ladders aren't unique in any kind of business. Value ladders are essentially, you identify your main product, and then you put other stuff around that product. That's really it. So how you determine what your main product is what's the one thing that's gonna keep people coming back over and over again, and what can you surround that with that can generate more revenue for yourself? So if you look at like a McDonald's, okay? So you go, let's go back to the iPad. That was fun, wasn't it? So if you go back to, let's say McDonald's here, right? We've got a McDonald's. The Golden Arches, that's gorgeous. And so what do we sell here at McDonald's? We sell these little hamburger thingies, right? And so everybody comes in, they talk about hamburgers, we sell hamburgers and bring it in. Well, what else do? They sell you a drink, right? They sell you some French fries, which are delicious, and everybody should have those. And they sell you all kinds of stuff, right? That's an ice cream cone. That's not bad. Okay, so they sell you all this other stuff, but what brings you back is this. They'll sell you value meals, and they'll do all that. Now, when people start waning a little bit, what does McDonald's do to bring them in? Oh, they'll have new items. That was terrible. Oops, that's terrible there. So they'll have new items, right? They'll sell out 2-for-1s. They'll sell the coupons, whatever, right? Just to bring people back in to please have a hamburger. Hey, how about breakfast? We'll do some breakfast for you. So we indoctrinate you with the burger and then we'll get you with everything else, okay? What about, and this is all you're trying to do is figure out what your core product is right now. And your core product, well, let's look at this. So you've got, you've got Apple. What is Apple's core product? Apple Computers, that's the name of the company, right? Apple Computers. So what's their main product? Well, people would say it's gotta be, that's a keyboard. People are gonna say that it's a variety of things. Well, actually, Apple's main product is a computer. Now, what have they done to support the computer? They came out with a really cool GUI, right? And then Windows copied it, suckers, dirty, rotten scoundrels. And then you've got, they came out with a cool mouse, you know, that made this easier to use. Then they came out with an iPod. Wow, that was great, right? This is a music note. iPod, that was awesome, but you know what? Oh, you have to use this computer to really get the music and stuff on, so you really need this too. So this is great, but you need this. Okay, and then we had our iPhones, and oh, this is awesome, it's so great. Oh, apps and stuff? Yeah, you're gonna need one of these. You can download them directly, but here, that's really great to have. Now you can share screens back and forth. They make it so this is now contributing to this. And then you've got what? iPads, kind of a cool story here, right? So they weren't original in this, right? Actually, Windows came out with a tablet, but Bill Gates didn't quite understand the market. And so the tablet wasn't addressing the real problems where Apple figured out it's really about surfing the internet and it's about doing simple tasks and communicating, social media, stuff like that. But it communicates with this. I'm using an iPad right now, and I'm using that iPad through my computer to do my live. Imagine that. Okay, so Apple's done all this. Now, does that mean that they're earning all their revenue? Is this generating most of their revenue? No, chances are, sometimes this isn't probably their greatest avenue of revenue, but it's what keeps everything all together. So that is still, computers is still their core product. And now they're getting into software, and it looks like they're getting into entertainment, and they got into what, headphones, right? All these accessories. So you've got all kinds of stuff going in, but all of it still comes back to supporting this. Anybody who has any other of the of all these devices, right? Anybody has any of these devices and doesn't have one of these isn't getting the full benefit of all of these. So this still is Apple's core product, computers. They are still Apple computers. Okay, good. Okay, so now getting back to us. Let's just look at ClickFunnels real quick and see how ClickFunnels does it. Okay, so you've got ClickFunnels is a software company. Okay, and so their core offer then is ClickFunnels, right? It's the product. That's their core product. And so they want to get everybody into this core product. And they've done a great job doing that. They've done JVs, they've done Facebook, they've done Instagram, Insta, they've done webinars, of course, with the JV. But all of that is just to get people into ClickFunnels, okay? And so these are the customers. If we draw a, I call it the lake effect, but let's just do a bucket, okay? So you've got a bucket here, and you have got up at the top, it's pretty warm water, it's hot water, and then you've got it's sort of lukewarm in there, and then down at the bottom you've got super, super cold water, okay? It's called the lake effect. That's my term. Came off of lake effect snow that we have here in Utah, but that's how I explain it. Lake effect. Well, you just know what I mean. Actually, we're just gonna get rid of that. Boom, 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 boom. Would have been easier doing it that way. Okay, so essentially this is the lake effect. What do I mean by that? Well, the customers who are here, the warm customers are here. Well, I'm sorry, when ClickFunnels goes out and does all of this, these are like the early adopters, people who kind of get it. People are hanging out in this area and kind of like what ClickFunnels does. And ClickFunnels essentially creates, you hear Blue Ocean and all that kind of stuff. ClickFunnels created their own little community, and all these people jumped on pretty early, okay, because they could see that this was a better solution. And so that's what ClickFunnels did. They jumped on that. They went up, took the cream off the top, and they sold them a bunch of goods. They got them into ClickFunnels. What did that do for ClickFunnels? Well, it gave them a lot of revenue. Okay? So when you're looking to see what my core offer should be, your core offer or your product or your service, right? Whatever that's going to be, that should be what generates revenue the quickest. Right? Your quickest way to revenue, that is what this is going to be right now. Right? So when it comes to funnels, that's it. You get back into that. So if we go back into the ClickFunnels model, and I'll put one down here. ClickFunnels is here. They've driven all this red traffic, all this stuff, all these guys that really understood the internet and what it's all about, and they pulled them all in. Okay? So then what did they do with them? Well, they said, "Hey, you know what? We've got like we, then they created Backpack, so you could do your own affiliate programs, and then they've got Actionetics where you can do your email and now you don't need anybody else." And so a very similar model to what Apple's done, right? You've got Actionetics, and now they've got Actionetics MD that costs more money. So what does this do for ClickFunnels? Well, it makes it so all these people here are giving them more money, which is great, right? What do they do with that? It's like, okay, these guys are going really well and stuff. Now the people that are successful, what do we do with them? Well, we'll do a two comma club, and we'll do a two comma club platinum, and we'll do an inner circle, right? So now they're still taking these people and they're running up here and they're making more money off them. Okay, more money there for ClickFunnels. But this is kind of the way their business went. Okay, all along they were advertising and trying to bring it in. Well, as this was going on, they realized, okay, you know what? We've pretty much done what we can with all the hot stuff. So now in this bucket, we have got to go after are those that kind of get it but don't understand ClickFunnels, and we have got to start figuring out a way to warm up the coldies to get them into the warmies, so then we can get them up into, I was going to say hotties, but we won't do that. That might get me in trouble with my wife. But to get them up into here, so we can get them up to here, then we can run them up into here, and then we make a bunch of money. Okay, so that's what they're trying to do. So what do they do? And I'm going to go big eraser here and get rid of all this mess and apologize for the messiness, but it's just funner that way, right? I'm just having a lot more fun. Okay, so we'll go back to here and we'll bring in our ladder again. Okay, so we've got all the, this is all the high-end ticket, the high-ticket stuff, right? We all know what that is. They're the ClickFunnels diehards. All them, okay. That's where a lot of the money comes from. The ClickFunnels does a good job of focusing our attention to taking care of these folks because they're their bread and butter, right? That's where they take the bulk of what they can do, and it's the money that covers the nut and helps them be profitable no matter what, right? So that's what they not worry about there. Okay. So then the next step. So what do we do next? Well, when we've come to a point where we can figure out what our product is, and that product is when you start with a funnel, that product is always what can get you cash the quickest. Okay. Does that mean that it's going to be your main product forever? It might not be. It could be, but that shouldn't stop you, right? So we go back in, let's go back to the iPad. So we go back in here, and so let's figure out what our core offer, our product, whatever it is, right? We can call this whatever you want, but this is just what you're selling. This is what you sell. Okay. So let's say let's say you're coaching, maybe you've got e-commerce product, you've got some kind of a service, software, like ClickFunnels, whatever. You drive everybody here first, and you take advantage of the people that get what you're trying to sell and understand it. I put up an interview with Steve Larson yesterday in here. It was published yesterday, where we got to talking about the red ocean. Well, that's essentially the hot buyers are in the red ocean. They realize that what they're using isn't the perfect solution. You come up with something that addresses their problems more effectively, and then it's an easy move for them to come to you because they already understand all the problems. They understand that your solution is better. They understand that you understand their problem better than the other providers do. And so they come in a hurry and they join up. Those were all the early adopters in ClickFunnels. Those were all the early adopters in Apple. Those are all the people that came running for the fast burger from McDonald's. There's always those types of customers. And so the best thing to do right off the bat when you're starting in any sort of an online business is go after those folks. They're the easiest way to get cash. So you go after them, okay? Now you've got cash. Now you've got cash flow. And cash flow obviously brings problems. We'll talk about that later, but cash flow also solves a lot of problems. Okay, so let's talk about the problems that cash flow solves. So now we've got all this cash flow coming in, and so now you can start hiring folks to help you build out this portion of your funnel, the high end. So then you can take all of these people that love you, right, that came in quickly, that realized that you solved their problem, and you can run them up here and squeeze more money out of them. Obviously, you're going to be providing awesome services and all that, and I don't want to be derogatory in any way, but these people are awesome because they keep your company growing and healthy. You get all these great new ideas from these folks because they are using your product, they love your product, and they just want it to be better. So you're constantly improving this because of all the ideas coming back from these folks. This is such a great synergistic place to be, but it starts here. And you get your money here, and you build this out here, and this will keep fostering this. So what does that do for you? Okay, now you've got a better product. It's developed, it's getting better, it's more efficient, it's more awesome. Then you know how much easier it is to go after these folks? Your product just got so much better. So now you can go and talk to these folks and say, hey, I see this is what's going on here. You provide a little more education, right? We start doing more Facebook, maybe we do some more webinars. Maybe we go to JV partners that aren't an exact match originally, but now it seems like we've got such a better product. They can even see the vision of it. And then we start bringing these folks in. And as soon as we have those folks in, we just start throwing them up into here and we build this out. And this just becomes really a great little cycle there, and it's getting messy, so we'll start over. Okay, so now we've got that. We figured out now. So we've got our high ends here. We've got our, so this is all our high end group. We have taken care of our reds. We have taken care of our hot and our warm, and now we're worried about our colds, okay? And so what do we do with our colds? Well, that's pretty simple. And you've kind of seen what everybody else has done with the colds. And it's, we start bringing in these really cool other ways. So we might do coupons. Some people do coupons. We might do 2-for-1s. We do all kinds of stuff to get people just to try it, whatever it is, right? We want them here trying it. So we will send all kinds of people to here, a very low entry, easy sort of idea. So we take now these cold people who maybe they don't understand what we offer, maybe they don't understand that they need what we offer, all of that stuff. Sure, they're a harder group to get going, but at some point when you have exhausted your hot traffic and you've exhausted all your warm traffic and you've exhausted every single way you can get your message out there, which takes a long time. Most of us never get to the point where we absolutely need cold traffic to keep our business running, right? That's really where companies move from tens and 20s and hundreds of millions into billions, as they get to be, they get really good at now capturing the interest of cold potential clients and then running them through a very efficient system. So what does that look like? Okay. Well, we have a really good example in, we have a super good example in ClickFunnels, right? It's called the One Funnel Away Challenge. Okay. So this is 30 days of education, strategy, right? All that they kind of market as sort of online marketing, right? And it is. It definitely is all that. I've been through it, I think 3 times now. There's a lot of good information there. It's hard to get it just one time through, which I also think sort of planned, frankly. So anyway, they give you a lot of this stuff as you're going through the One Funnel Away Challenge. And how much is it to get in there? $100. And does ClickFunnels want any of this? Right? No, they pretend like they're doing us, that's not true. They are providing a great service, right? And they're giving, right? And this $100, when somebody pays it, it usually goes right out to some kind of an affiliate. So you've got affiliates out there pumping this thing like crazy to get everybody into here, right? And what's the benefit of getting everybody into here? Well, for ClickFunnels, it gets them into here. And then they can send them up in the high ticket and they can go crazy up there and make gobs and gobs of money and be thrilled. But they now need to worry about these cold folks coming over here and getting into the OFA challenge and then moving them up into here. Because lo and behold, after all this education, you find that in order to make all of this great stuff that you've learned work, you need ClickFunnels. So you can do a 14-day trial and give it a go and see if all this isn't awesome. And if it is, you'll buy here and then they'll send you up into there. Okay? And if you don't, if you come through this OFA challenge, well, they've got your email now. And if you don't buy, then you've got a bunch of emails and you've got Facebook retargeting, right? Because they get you to join with OFA. You've got all this stuff to try to continue to educate all of these folks to get them into here so you can get them into here. And all here, excuse me, all here is the bucks. Okay, good? So that's kind of the way it works in ClickFunnels. And that's the way it works in every business. So I don't want anybody to get freaked out that somehow or another ClickFunnels is different from anybody else. They're not different than anybody else. They've been very strategic, but the thing that's been so fascinating about ClickFunnels for me as a researcher and one who's in, you know, organizations as management is to see how the organization has changed over the years and to see how they've plugged in different pieces to make the organization grow larger. And it's been interesting to see how they've, they went into, and again, I'm throwing some things out here based on sort of, I'm an outsider looking in. I'm sitting here as a researcher of organizations and management. So these are just complete opinions on mine, but I'll bet they're true. So if you go and look at what ClickFunnels has done, and you saw, Russell and his team, and the team sort of grown, and then ClickFunnels came out, and they were doing other things before, and I kind of watched that whole situation before. It's fascinating. He's from Provo, and I kind of heard about it and heard the noise 2, 3, 4 years ago. I obviously was in the online marketing space as well, and SEO, and so just sort of paid attention to this, and then watched the organization sort of have a, have some success. And then what did they do with that? And then you could definitely see that Russell was paying attention to some other folks who had moved up that, and he talks about his mentors a lot. That's a best way to learn. You grab somebody who knows more than you, and you learn from them all you possibly can, because it condenses the timeline that it takes to learn something. So you could see Russell taking the organization and sort of moving it up into the high ticket stuff and all that he was already participating in with some other folks. And ClickFunnels kind of became that and created all that. I think he's done some unique things with the two Comic Club Awards and stuff like that that are cool, that are interesting, and they seem to resonate with his tribe, right? Which is great, which is completely unique. As an entrepreneur, you can see Russell's brain working a little differently than other folks, and he puts his own little flair into it, and that's what makes a big difference in these solopreneurships that turn into large organizations. The solopreneur, the brain, the face, has to keep creating. That's where their superpower is. And if you bog them down with management issues, you're losing. So as entrepreneurs, I want to make sure that you all kind of keep yourselves in a creative space. And so when you get to this point, and let's go back to the iPad real quick. When you get to this place where you have sold out on your core offer, and now you have money to build these things out, you need to start handing that off to other folks. Okay. And I can tell you this from experience. You'll want to try to control everything, but you can't. You just don't have enough time in the day to do everything. In order to build these systems out, and even to build these systems out, it takes a lot more time and effort, because it's not driven by your passion anymore. You're not the one that they have to come to. So there has to be really good systems in place. As you're getting larger, these systems then sort of make it a little more sterile, because the Russell can't be everywhere all at once anymore. You'll notice down when we were in Phoenix for the 2CCX group that Russell wasn't there. He can't be everywhere at all times. He was doing inner circle, whatever. That just happens in organizations as they get larger. It has to if the organization wants to grow. That's one of the growing pains. Sometimes the founder isn't real thrilled with that. But if they're smart and have good mentors, then they will follow that, because that's just the way it happens. Okay? So, but then you need people doing this stuff for you, because we need you here, keeping the excitement here. You can pop in and do things here, but really it's about you being creative and seeing what's next. It was your vision initially, and it has to be your vision continuing on. Until you get sick of it, right? And then you sell it and you go off and do something else, right? So that's kind of what I wanted to get there today. For all of us, when you're thinking about your funnel, you worry about, and your value ladder, you might have a bunch of different, that is not even close. You might have a bunch of different funnels that come into each of these steps, okay? Don't get caught up in that. What I mean by funnels is these are just web pages. Right? It's just that the call to action might be a little bit different in each one. Right? But that's it. This one might drive them here. We might have email sequences for each one that's a little bit different. They run out here, driving them back into here. Don't worry about that. These are just web pages. Right? You might have each of these funnels driving people in different entries. Think of it this way, is if you've got a store, the more doors you have all the way around, and we used to use this in SEO with keywords, the more doors and entrances you have to get into your business, the more likely folks are going to come in. And so when you talk about different funnels in different places, it's just more entry points for people to find your business and eventually get them, whether they're coming in the front end or whether they're coming in right at the core because they understand and they're warm or hot clients. That's all you're trying to do. There is definitely a play here. You'll see some people go, "Hey, I'd sure like to be in 2CCX." And they'll say, "Oh, okay, great. Then you need to go down here and do OFA. They throw everybody in here into OFA, and then they run you in here, indoctrinate you, and then they shower you with gifts and education and stuff up here, and it's great, right? It's great fun. And you get good people, and you get to hang out with them, and you have a great group of folks. So please, folks, don't worry about all of this right now, and don't worry about all of this right now. Just worry about your core product, whatever that is, and start selling it. Drive everybody here, okay? Take the cream off the top. Take the easy money now, the people that are gonna love you no matter what, and then worry about these other groups, right? The warm and the cold later. But just sell here first. Take this, take the easy money, sell there first, and then we'll worry about this part of it. Okay? Here. Stay here. Here. Have I said here enough? Here. 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 Okay. All right. We're done. Sorry about that. Okay. All right. So hopefully that's helpful. I can feel the Captain Crunch is running out. I'm going to have a crash here soon. So I just wanted to get online. There's been just so many questions and so many things about that. When it comes to online businesses, when it comes to any business, you figure out what your core product is. And your core product is whatever that thing is that's going to bring easy money in right now, but in the next stage is going to be give you the opportunity to upsell into different things, and it's going to give you the opportunity to then start doing some lower cost entry-level stuff to get people coming up into it where you can educate them, indoctrinate them, get them into your core product, and then upsell them on everything else. If that makes sense. I think that it does. Okay, so just focus on the core, focus on your product. I don't care what anybody calls it, your product, your service, your core offer, whatever. It's all the same thing. Whatever it is for you to get to market the quickest and make money, that's the one you hang out with. And then we'll worry about the top end, and we'll worry about the bottom end of the value ladder, of the product mix, of there's a bunch of different terms that use. ClickFunnels is unique in the way the terminology they use, but it's not unique as far as the organizational structure of what ClickFunnels is doing. That's a tried and true system, and they are following it to a T and doing it impressively well. It's really fun to kind of watch how they're doing it. So I find that their platform is easier to use. I find that as an entrepreneur, there's a lot of stuff that I can do with it that I can't do with others as quickly and as efficiently. And that's the cool part about it. That's why ClickFunnels sucked me in, is because there was enough that I knew that was a struggle that ClickFunnels addressed for me to come take a look at it, for me to overlook the parts of ClickFunnels that aren't, that don't really address everything that you need, right? Example, like to have a blog and all this, I'm an SEO guy, so you really need to be optimized in a lot of different areas, and ClickFunnels makes that a little difficult, but not impossible, right? There's workarounds to get that done. And then ClickFunnels has done some things like Actionetics and Backpack and things to hopefully try to keep people within their little organization, giving them more revenue, and then send them up into the high ticket stuff as well. So very cool. And now we've got One Funnel Away Challenge down, bringing people in and indoctrinating them in a very similar fashion, which is also fascinating. Those that go into the high end, anywhere, they will run everybody through One Funnel Away now. It doesn't matter where you come in. And that's because they know that the indoctrination and all the learning and the basic stuff that people need to get going, no matter where they are, from starting to use ClickFunnels all the way on up, they need, if they get this first, then they'll be able to handle the rest of it. So it is a pretty interesting process to send everybody into One Funnel Away. But it's a place where everybody can start and everybody can progress together. It's smart. That's pretty good stuff. So hopefully that's helpful to everybody. Until next time, this is Aaron Stewart saying thank you for joining me here on the little black couch. I might need a nap. It looks pretty good, doesn't it? So anyway, until next time, thanks for joining me and have a great weekend. Aaron Stewart saying farewell.